If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We played a little bit of Navy Admiral William McRaven's speech about making the bed. He says making the bed can basically change the world. Mm-hmm. It gives you the right mindset. So we have a lot of people on the line who want to weigh in. Dana from Fremont, New Hampshire. Are you a bed maker?
Oh, I had to do it all growing up. And my daughter got divorced and she had to move in with me. And I told my grandchildren as they were getting older, they had to learn to do that because just like that person said, that I didn't even hear that speech ever. And let me just tell you this. So they did it sometimes. They did it when they felt like it. Well, now my grandson is 23 years old. And he said to me, Grammy, thank you for doing that. He said, because now that I'm living with my girlfriend, that's the first thing I do in the morning. And it starts me to do more things in the day. It wakes me up and gives me the inspiration to do things all day.
See?
And I felt so good about it.
You should feel good.
Yeah. Absolutely. It does. Yeah. It motivates you to get moving and get organized. That's great. And that's it is a compliment. I'm grateful that my mother taught me that as well. It really is a good start to your day.
Right.
Good for you. You're a good mama and you're a good mama and a good grandma. Thank you so much, Dana.
Take care.
Okay.
Love you too.
Love you.
Take
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got another call here. Karen from Quincy. Karen, do you make your bed?
I always make my bed.
Yep.
And many years ago, my house got broken into, which was tragic, but I was more disturbed by the fact that they had dumped out my bank and my jewelry on my unmade bed.
Oh, God.
I was horrified. Never left the house again without making my bed.
So you were more horrified that they saw...
Okay, talk about traumatizing.
I know. So what's funny to me is you were more horrified about them seeing an unmade bed than them taking your jewelry.
Absolutely. I had like money change thrown on my bed. My drawers were a mess, but my bed was not made. So these people that broke into my house saw my unmade bed.
But you know, you're not far off because that's one of the things that I always fear is that somebody's going to come to my house, not necessarily break in, but if anybody showed up at my house while I wasn't there, they would go in and see my bed's unmade.
And you'd be judged.
And who, right.
Oh, my God,
judged,
yeah.
But like, who's going into my house? It would be family, but still, you feel vulnerable, right?
Well,
if it's not.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law fell a couple of weeks ago and had to be picked up by the fire department. And she was fine, but she was laying on the floor thinking, did I make the bed?
Isn't that, it's such a,
and we were laughing we were laughing about it because we're the same way.
Yeah. No, it is a strange thing to think about, but it's such a routine for at least Sue and I, you know, to get our day started.
And you feel better.
So. Right. Yeah.
You come home, my bedroom's on the first floor. It's one of the things you see when you walk in.
Right. Yeah. So that adds to it. So for
great
sure.
Great insight. So. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a great day. I love you, girls.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Bye.